For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. A five-person Callaway County Library Board is left with only two members after three resignations last month. The law requires at least three board members be present before action can be taken, like passing a balanced budget. Taylor Inman reports that while a multi-million dollar expansion project hangs, so does the board's ability to function.
We're kind of stuck here for a while.
That's Callaway County Public Library Board President Riley Ramsey. He says he is concerned about passing necessary motions for the library without a full board.
Legally, we have a budget that must be adopted. And without a quorum, I can't.
Three resignations came after the library board approved a $6.4 million renovation and expansion project. Ricky Lampkin, Larry Tucker, and Jeff Gentry resigned that week. Tucker is the only board member who cited the expansion plan as his reason for resigning. Gentry says he resigned for personal reasons. Lampkin's resignation email stated retirement after having served on the board for 6 years. Ramsey says he expected Lampkin to retire, but learned of the other two resignations while reading the Murray Ledger and Times. Ramsey reached out to the Kentucky Department for Library Archives for assistance out of fear of breaking the law.
You know, asking for assistance and understanding, and maybe there's some waivers that we can temporarily get by and pay bills and things of this nature.
Kentucky Department for Library Archives Commissioner Terry Manuel says the library board would typically nominate people to fill vacant seats. But because this board can't meet, there's no way they can make nominations.
I can nominate names to the county judge executive, two names for each position, and then the county judge executive can choose between those names, and it has to be approved by the fiscal court. But once that's done, they can go ahead and get the full board reappointed.
Judge Executive Larry Elkins says he hopes to appoint new board members as quickly as possible. But he says he was, quote, caught off guard by the board's decision to move forward with this expansion project.
I actually had a commitment from some of the members that they wouldn't vote for a plan like they approved. So all I like to say is for people on the board who didn't keep their word. This has been a contentious issue, and I have documents to prove my statements, so I really wouldn't like to comment and insult anybody individually.
Elkins has been critical of the library and the proposed expansion since it was first mentioned by the board in fall 2016. He has accused the board of frivolous spending and denounced an expansion that would cost more than $4 million.
I think it's fundamentally wrong.
Elkins says an expansion would mean raising taxes. He says the project represents, quote, taxation without representation.
Three people that I would guess that most of the people don't even know and definitely didn't vote for and wouldn't have an opportunity to vote against to approve that kind of project that would cause long-term debt and will eventually cause taxes to have to be raised.
Ramsey disagrees with Elkins. He says board members Audrey Neal, Gentry, and himself voted in favor of the expansion. Tucker voted no, and Lampkin was not present at the meeting. Ramsey says moving forward with the plan doesn't necessarily mean they are locked into paying $6.4 million.
I think some people have some misunderstanding of what we have done. We have been talking about this for the last 2 years, and we have waited until the time is right that we have just about $3 million in the bank already set aside in the general fund, and we might have to borrow anywhere from $2.5 to $3 million to finish the project, but we can do that without raising taxes.
Chip Sutherland with financial consulting firm Hilliard Lyons reviewed the library's original expansion plan in 2016. He says after reviewing the financials and historical performance of the Callaway County Public Library, quote, we are comfortable with their ability to afford this project. Commissioner Terry Manuel says the KDLA plans to select two people to fill the vacancies. Those names will then go to the fiscal court for approval. He says he hopes it will be done before May 15th. I'm Taylor Inman in Murray.